Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the investor call of Cosmo First Limited to discuss the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. Today we have with us from the management, Group CEO Mr. Pankaj Poddar and Group CFO Mr. Neeraj Jain. Starting off with the statutory declaration, certain statements in the conference call may be forward-looking. The statements are based on the management current expectations and are subject to uncertainties and changes in the circumstances. These statements are not the guarantees of future results. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now, may I request Mr. Neeraj Jain to take us through his opening remarks, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us on Cosmo June 2025 quarter results conference call. Our financial results for the June 25 quarter and investors presentation both are available on company's website. Hope you could go through the same. We'll begin this call with a brief opening remarks from the management, which may be followed by the questions. So first, talking about the financial results for the quarter. Consolidated sale for the June 25 quarter is 800 crore rupees, which is higher by 16% from June 24 quarter, primarily on the back of higher volume by 19% and higher BOPP margins. The EBITDA for the quarter has increased to 116 crore rupees compared to 84 crores during June 24 quarter. The improvement in EBITDA is backed by four primary factors: higher volume by 19%, better BOPP front margins, improved cost rationalization by about 4 crore rupees, and enhanced performance of our specialty chemical subsidiary by close to 4 crore rupees. BOPP front margins has been running close to 25 rupee per kg during June 25 quarter, as against 21 rupee per kg in March 25 quarter and 19 rupee per kg in June 24 quarter. During June 25 quarter, the company has commissioned two key assets. First, new BOPP line with annual capacity of close to 81,000 metric ton, which started operations from June beginning and added close to 45% of company's BOPP capacity. Second is window film line, which started operations in May 2025 under brand Sunshine and has gained momentum with more than 50 distributors. Moving to outlook, the company has invested in key packaging assets over last 3 years, including BOPP line, CPP line, window film line, and paint protection film. All these investments have started commercial production in recent months and should provide a significant ramp-up in revenue as well as profitability in coming years. The new film lines are one of the most cost-efficient and should make Cosmo more competitive in the market. The company is growing specialty film sales by close to 10% CAGR growth over last 6 years, and we expect this trend to continue. For film business, in fact, the company's focus will be on taking full leverage of new investments, grow specialty film sales, and further push down the costs. Moving to specialty chemical subsidiary, the specialty chemical business continued to achieve traction and posted record EBITDA of 12 crore rupees on quarterly sales of 49 crore in quarter 1, June 25. The business vertical should continue to grow backed by new innovative products and specialty films sales. Moving to PetCare Venture Zigli, ZigBee is all set for the next level of growth and should see higher momentum in FY26. The business model is moving more towards services and house brands, which is a high margin business. Some initiatives on ESG. Recognizing need for sustainability and future preparedness, the company is taking several initiatives on sustainability, which include initiatives like all plants are now partially using renewable power as the source of the energy. In FY25, company has used more than 50% of its power consumption from renewable sources, which we expect to further increase to about two-thirds in 1 to 2 years period. Besides the environment, this also facilitates cost rationalization. Other initiatives include reduced power consumption through efficiency improvement, rainwater harvesting, and many others. On that note, we conclude our opening remarks and would be glad to discuss any questions, comments, or suggestions that you may have. I would now like to ask the moderator to open the line for questions and answers, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rehan Sayed from Tree Natra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. Am I audible, right?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah. So, sir, my first question is on the BOPP line product mix strategy. So, the new 81K million ton BOPP plant is already done. We have the utilization in the month. So, how is the
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just request you to speak a little louder, please.
So, my first question is around the BOPP line product mix strategy. The new 81,000 million ton BOPP line is already running nearly full within a full utilization within the month. So how soon will it have a higher special in product mix and what specific operational or customer initiatives are expected to shift?
Yeah, so the new BOPP line will ramp up to 100% capacity within the next 2 to 3 months. We will be filling up with specialty films over a period of time. Our objective is again to have more specialty mix even from the new line.
Okay. And then next, I want some more understanding on the window films global opportunity. Like with Sunshield gaining quick domestic traction, international market or segment, are you prioritizing and what would be your real estate export primary contribution coming to maybe some
quarters? See, our first is the target is the domestic market. We feel there is a very significant potential to make a brand here. And we have already started with certain ATL and BTL activities to create the brand. It's starting of the journey. It will take its own time. And we are also looking at exports in multiple markets. To begin with, our focus is Americas and Europe. So those are the two markets where we'll focus the most to begin with, also with the Middle East.
Okay. Salman, one more last bookkeeping question from my side. So you on ZigBee demerger timeline, so you have indicated a medium-term plan to demerge ZigBee. So can you share a more specific timeline whether you intend to bring in a strategic or a financial partner before the demerger?
So we have to scale up to a certain level before we even decide whether we want any financial or strategic player. We are bringing very sound business principles.
And once we feel, so I feel that, you know, it's very difficult to assess at this stage what time we will bring, but more than likely it will be anywhere, you know, by latest by 2028 or 29. It can happen even earlier than that, but it's too early to predict anything on this. We keep getting a lot of interest from globally many players, but at this stage we are not immediately, at least in the last 12 months, we had not looked to get any partner into the business because we feel that we have to achieve a certain size before, you know, we induct someone.
Okay, sir, thank you for that clarification.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav from Capital Farming Consultants. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for giving an opportunity. I hope my voice is audible.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Raman. Once again, congratulations on a good set of numbers. First, just a clarification. Since first time we have, reported segment-wise revenue in our quarterly results. So in that, which all line of businesses we have included when we have mentioned a separate segment as others, reported turnover as 25 CR approximately in Q1 FY26. Just a clarification.
So packaging is film business. Specialty chemical, of course, the specialty chemical business, which we have in a 100% subsidiary. Pet care is a Ziggly business. Then others include Sunshield and rigid packaging business.
These two are relatively very new businesses and therefore been included in others. Once we scale them up, we will evaluate to show them as well separately.
Sure. Thanks for this clarification. So my first question is on our newly commissioned BOP line that I think was commissioned in the last week of May 2025, right? So considering the current industry dynamics, specifically the BOP segment, right? So if you would like to give some colors that after the one of the major player capacity is now out of stream, right? What is the current installed capacity in Indian market vis-a-vis the utilization level, right? And how do you foresee maybe 1 year down the line that how it is going to pan out, either increase in capacity or maybe some better utilization level or some moderate level from here onwards? Your colors on that.
So as we understand that there was around 15,000 tons produced by the player you're talking about, close to 11,500 tons of domestic sale and close to 3,500 tons of exports. Obviously these numbers used to change a little bit here and there, but broadly we understand that 15,000 tons was what they were producing on an average. We have to also remind the investors and the listeners here that in this year, four lines have to be added, out of which three have already been added and the fourth line will be added soon. These four lines put together will add 10 to 12,000 tons of additional capacity. So on a net basis, right now the reduction is 3 to 4,000 tons of capacity. Right now the entire capacity is utilized. India is right now sitting at 65 to 70,000 tons of domestic consumption, and India is doing exports of close to 15,000 tons, of which Cosmo is by far the largest player in exports.
Sure, thanks a lot. So second question with related to BOP line only. The line that we have commissioned, right, so that is just as of now the majorly producing the commodity line of packaging films, or it also includes the specialty? And within this, if consider that it operate at an optimum level of let's say 80 to 90% of capacity utilization, what could be the revenue potential in 12 months or trailing 12 months, like or or about four quarters down the line. Thanks a lot. These are my questions.
This new line can add close to 750 crores of revenue when it is running at full capacity. Given that we had lot of queuing up for specialty orders, within the first 2 months itself, we have been able to move certain businesses to specialty. Right now, that number is still small. We are also adding many assets alongside in the coming months to increase our specialty sales from this asset. So eventually, in 3 years' time, we want a very significant part of this line to be sold into specialty film area.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirav Dimodia from Anvil Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, thanks for the opportunity and good afternoon. Sir, my question persists to the 25 crores of revenue what we have shown between window films and packaging, rigid packaging. Sir, in one of the earlier conversations, you were mentioning that the break-even sales for window films could be anywhere between 30-35 crores. So, let's say between these 25 crores of revenue, how much would be window films because we have just started? So, the losses in this division is predominantly for the window films, or if you can just help us with respect to this.
The first is this vertical is no more just a window film. If you remember, we had also launched paint protection films. And subsequent to that, we have also launched ceramic coatings for the car. We are the first manufacturer for ceramic coatings for the car. Till now, all these ceramic coatings were coming from overseas market. So paint protection film is a premium solution, while ceramic coating is a little lesser priced solution. As of now, the window film sale in the 1 month of operation is still a small number. And the overall loss is actually a loss in both the business verticals, which is rigid packaging as well as the Cosmo consumer vertical. What we expect is that the rigid packaging should start making positive EBITDA, let's say in September month of most likely in September month, it could be September or October. And we expect that quarter three should have positive EBITDA coming from rigid packaging. And within quarter three or quarter four, we should start making a positive profit before tax also in the rigid packaging business. But as far as the Cosmo consumer vertical is concerned, the paint protection film is already making profit without the fixed overheads. Fixed overheads have to be obviously allocated to all three businesses. So majority of the losses are actually coming from the marketing cost that we've already started incurring and the employee cost.
Got it, sir. So for rigid packaging, if we see the run rate of revenues for making break-even at the EBITDA level, can a quarterly run rate of 20-22 crores is a right number to work with at which possibly we could break even?
Yes, you're right. We should be breaking even at 25 crore roughly sales number. Obviously, we had done a lot of cost improvements in last 2-3 months, and we will continue to do a lot of other cost improvements. The second focus area for the company is to increase our presence with the brands, because when we started with this business, to fill up the lines initially, we had to sell to distributors and also sell to other converters. But our ultimate objective is to sell premium products, which are various specialty products which company has made, whether these are high shelf life products, whether these are products meant for automotive industry, electronic industry, and so on. So we have already started focusing on those high premium markets where we can earn better margins and as well as cut down the cost. There were a lot of opportunities for us to cut down the cost. So we expect that even the current mix of customers that we have, we should be able to start doing break-even close to 25 crores and beyond that start making positive EBITDA on that sales. From the current set of assets that we have, we should be able to do an annual sales of anywhere between 130 to 150 crores.
Got it, sir. Perfect. So second question is on the newly commissioned line. I think last interaction you mentioned that this new line could have a lower fixed cost to an extent of 7 to 8 rupees as against the traditional lines what we have. So let's say in terms of the numbers, with the addition of this line, how much of the fixed cost we have added on a quarterly basis? If you can just share your thoughts here.
The cost for the new line is quite minimal right now.
Okay.
Because we've hardly hired anybody at middle or senior level, barring two or three people in sales. So we do not expect that the incremental fixed cost because of this new line will be more than 6 to 8 crores in a year.
Okay, on an annual basis once the line fully ramps up.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it. So third question is on the cost-saving initiatives like you mentioned in the presentation and also on your opening remark that we have got some 4 crores of benefit this quarter. So is this a peak number of the benefits which we are supposed to derive through the renewal power? Obviously, you mentioned that this is going to go up, but let's say apart from this renewable power, we were also working on some other cost initiatives. So what we could see the potential benefit of this cost initiatives in the subsequent quarters, so over and above this 4 crores, if you can help.
So the last year, we had saved around 40 crores in cost reduction exercises.
Okay.
And for this year also, we are targeting to achieve a 40 crore cost reduction.
Correct, correct. Thank you so much. So last bit from my side, your thoughts on our exports to USA and the ongoing trust between the tariffs and everything. So, A, how we would be impacted, and B, what are we doing in terms of minimizing the tariff impact on our exports to USA? Thank you so much.
You see, the current tariffs are quite crazy and what we feel are unsustainable. If it remains at the current level, then it is a precarious position. A significant part of our sales can get impacted to America. Last year, we had done close to 250 crores to 280 crores of sales. And so we may have to shift that sales to other markets if it has to continue at 55%. But what we feel is that better sense will prevail and these will come to more realistic levels. If it stays around 15 to 20%, then we do not foresee any impact because all the competition countries have also been charged the similar duty rates. If it remains at 55, then we expect close to 50-60% business may get impacted. But hopefully these duty rates has to come down.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Aman Kumar from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Neeraj ji, good afternoon. My question is related to the margins. Actually, I think in the month of June, we have very good margin in the BOPP line. But then I think some of the competitors have imported a lot of quantity of BOPP films and the margins and the prices has come down. So what is the current margin, sir, and how do you see the margins going forward because import will be a threat in the future also?
You see, a lot of dealers in India thought that film companies will take the margins to a very high level. We were mindful of this and therefore we never took very high price increases. We were always very rational in that. But we were expecting that a lot of imports will come, and they actually came because traders anticipated that, you know, companies will increase far beyond. Now these traders are struggling because they are not making those margins that they had expected. Many of them will have to sell their inventory at a significant loss. Having said so, this should be a temporary phenomena because traders have really understood that companies are here not to make extraordinary margins, but reasonable margins. And therefore, we feel that, yes, there's a temporary import which has happened in the month of July. It may happen, some of this may land even in August. But this should get sorted out in the next 30 to 45 days. And, you know, the market will be back to normal. And as we said, there is no real need for imports because close to 15,000 tons of capacity went away from the market. And 11, 12,000 tons of new capacity has already come up or is about to come up. So there's no reason for why India should import these films. And we do not anticipate that such kind of imports will happen in the future.
My understanding is that there are two types of film. One is in the food grade films and another is textile grade films. So the price fall is much higher in the textile grade film and there is less fall in the food grade film. Is it right?
See, it's always more difficult to import non-food grade film. But to be honest, right now the margins in spite of this import is quite decent. The value add in tape textile film is 30 plus, while in the non-tape is close to 45 plus. These are decent margins. I mean, these are the margins which in a normal market we expect to earn, and that is what we are earning right now. This should subside, and I mean, there's nothing to really worry about. I mean, if at all anybody has to worry are those traders on which we feel sorry that they have to incur losses. Let us understand that if somebody imports these films into India, there's a 10% custom duty. And with the way the logistic cost is so high, especially from East Asia to India, it is never going to be profitable to import these films into the country. Unless somebody is looking to export these, where they can import against advanced license. So only for the exporters it may make sense to import, but for everybody else it does not make sense, and therefore some of the traders have already burned their fingers on it.
And sir, how true is that the manufacturers, the producers of BOPP and BOPET films are asking the government for BIS in the film import?
Yes, because these films are required for packaging, government is evaluating in different areas. There's nothing wrong. Government has already implemented in many areas to ensure that there is a quality. We do understand that in many segments, many of the traders were importing very poor quality products into the country, and consumers were not very happy. So, I do not have any news that any BIS standards have been implemented, but it should be a welcome step if government really considers to implement BIS into this industry also.
And sir, one last question, that recently we have seen that we have taken over some PET hospitals. So what is our target in the PET, this PET hospital business? And number two, we have seen that sequentially there is a flat growth in Jiggly. So can you throw some light on this?
Yeah. So vet care is, you know, the, I would say, the most critical aspect which a consumer expects and where standardization has not happened into the country. Vet is the biggest influencer for the customer, and therefore, as Mr. Neeraj Jain has earlier stated, that Cosmo as a group has a lot of focus on services and in-house brands. These are not very big-sized hospitals. These are vet care hospitals, which are really small in size, and if you have seen that the capital outlay we have done is not that significant. So this will help us increase our overall vet care revenue as such. In fact, one of the centers that we had acquired just a couple of months back, we have already been able to increase its sales by good 20-25%, which is quite positive for us that we are able to add value to that acquisition. And as far as your other question, that why it is just a very small growth of 2-3% in this quarter versus much higher growth in the earlier quarters. The reason is that in February we had implemented omni-channel, which basically means that now we can dispatch our products from any center for an online order. Now, what unfortunately happened is that Amazon and Flipkart, which are the marketplaces, if you have some cancellation beyond 1.5-2%, then they put you on hold. Now, given that this was a new system and we were dispatching from various locations, some of the orders, they got cancelled because they could not be dispatched within the same day. That was a learning for us, and because some orders could not be dispatched, our online revenue went down in this quarter, actually. The retail sales had a very good growth once again in this quarter. But because, so what happened is when we implemented this omni-channel in February month, February-March, we had 30% growth in online orders. But then we had account blockages from Amazon and Flipkart because of more cancellations than their standard cancellation of 1.5%. Almost for 2 months, we were not able to sell on these platforms, in the right manner, the right value. And that impacted us, our online sales. So retail has a very good growth, while there was a negative growth in the online, and we are trying to correct the situation. Hopefully in the next quarter, we should start seeing the real benefits of omni-channel sales.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Gupta from Sagun Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, I want to know about the monthly revenue for June, especially, and segmental gross margin in Q1.
I think it's already there as a part of the presentation in the investor presentation, if you see.
I am asking about the monthly revenue, if you can provide it.
Monthly revenue for each segment, it will be a little difficult to provide over the call. Maybe we request you to send an email communication. We'll come back to you.
Okay. So, second question is about total capacity? Sorry?
What I was saying is that our revenue number should anyways go up because the new line has just been implemented. And even in the new businesses, revenue is growing. So you should be able to see ramp up in revenue numbers in the coming quarters.
Okay, sir. Sir, second question is that what is our total current capacity in terms of revenue at current BOPP prices?
Capacity has nothing to do with, you mean in revenue terms?
Yes.
Again, this number would not be available on an immediate basis because, we are into multiple businesses and we won't have such numbers in hand. You can write an email and we'll try to answer that.
Okay, sir. So one last question. Sir, as we are working on 100% capacity as mentioned in presentation, so in AGM, management has said we are going to debottleneck it. So, sir, by debottlenecking, how much capacity will increase and what will be the revenue from that debottlenecking?
So, see, the company is running a total quality management project and we do expect that our earlier lines should be able to, do 6-7% more production over the coming quarters. It's a very large size organization-based project, which is based on two fundamentals, total employee involvement and continuous improvement. So that's a very large project we have taken for the entire film business. And that would also figure out in the coming quarters when the revenue will go up for us.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Agarwal from Eway Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon. My question is regarding import duties in America. What import duties were we paying last year?
Till last year was 5% and this year is 55% at the moment.
So even if they come down to 20%, if they come down to 20% also, then also they will be squeezing the margins from 5% to 20%?
Yeah, if it is stays at 20%, then we have no problem whatsoever.
And my next question is regarding Zigli. How many stores have you right now currently?
We have already opened 33 or 34 centers, and in next 3 months we will cross 40.
40 by what time?
In 3 months.
In 3 months. And how many are cash positive, and how many stores are we losing money?
Some centers have started making money, but we then increased the vet care in all the centers, due to which, you can understand that vets had a higher salary compared to other staff. So we expect that by December, some 25% old stores should start making money. Normally, the fundamentals of retail are that they typically tend to make money in the third year. I mean, there was fortunately an article in Economic Times even today that any store makes money in the third year, we hardly have 3-4 centers which are more than 2 years old. So most of the 2 year old centers, we do expect that they will start making money, by quarter three of this year, quarter three, quarter four latest.
Is there any other player who's providing the vet services except us?
Sorry?
Is there any other player who's providing the vet services, or we are the only one providing the vet services?
We are the only player who's providing the entire ecosystem to the customer.
Yeah, so I meant that only.
Provide vet care, and it's a serious vet care. We do even surgeries at most of our centers. And we do provide grooming, and we do provide a big range of products as well.
So what is the percentage of vet service compared to the rest of the business?
Right now, the services constitute roughly 60% of our total retail business.
60-40, right?
Yeah.
And my last question is, what is the net debt position as of June 30th?
So we are at 1,140 crore rupee of the net debt, but we also expect this to be close to the peak level. The CapEx plan for this year, although is a reasonable number, but for the next year, there is no major CapEx plan. So we see a very significant reduction in the net debt level over the next 2 years or so.
Right now, it's 1,140,
yeah.
So by from March onward, it has increased by 200 crores.
Yes. So you will appreciate that, I mean, we kicked off almost 45% of the BOPP capacity addition. And related to that, working capital increase will always happen. So that's why there's an increase in the quarter one.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Best luck. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Anochan Shah from Shumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So when we say 68% share in overall mix of speciality and semi-speciality, is it by value or is it by volume, sir?
This is by volume.
This is by volume.
In value, so, it is 80% plus.
For value, it is 80 per plus.
Yeah.
And sir,
see,
can you give...
The is always higher compared to the commodity. That's why in value terms, it would always be higher.
Okay, and my second question relates to Ziggly. So can you give GMV for this quarter, corresponding same quarter last year and last quarter, and losses for all the three quarters?
So while we can indicate you GMV for the current quarter, quarter one, it was close to 16 crore rupees. Rest all other numbers we have always indicated in our investors presentation. You may like to refer it. In case still you have any open question, you can always ask us over the email.
But if you have handy, I think you should share it because
no, we may not be having it handy actually. So for the current quarter, I shared with you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajakumar Vaidyanathan from RK Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you mentioned that the 25 rupees per kg is June quarter margin for the OPP segment. That's, so can you also give me what the exit margin?
So exit will be closer to 30
rupees
or so.
Okay. Okay. So then you would expect a better Q2 given that your new capacities are in place and you have a better margins also, right?
Sure. So quarter number EBITDA is better largely for the two factors as we indicated at the beginning of the call. Increase in the volume and better margin.
Okay. And sir, the second question is, you said that the competitor who lost his capacity is importing. So I believe he's importing from his subsidiaries in Europe. Is that the understanding correct? I mean, are all the imports coming from European region or are it coming from other Asia Pacific?
Import is coming mostly from China.
Okay. Okay, sir. And on this tariff situation, so if assuming this 50% tariff holds, do you think any of the geographies will stand in? Will we be losing our market share to other geographies like Thailand and Indonesia?
Could you please repeat your question?
No, sir, you mentioned that if the tariff remains at 50%, then it will be not possible for us to operate on a profitable manner. So I just want to know which are the other competitors who will get an edge.
So as my colleague Pankaj said, in close to 20-25% of tariff, we should not have any major problem. That should be in general passable to the customers.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Great set of numbers to the management. I have two questions. First question is with regards to this, the competitor whose supply has been kind of put on hold because of the unfortunate incident. How much has that translated or benefited the company directly?
Number or anybody should even assess that number.
Sorry?
Frankly, I mean, it will not be possible to assess that number because
okay.
How much is the act of, you know, that unfortunate event. So,
okay.
Right.
But is it right to say that some amount of, you know, market demand has come to you guys and you benefited?
Very difficult to say that, but as I said earlier, that close to 15,000 tons of production was being done by that company. and already 12,000 tons of capacity coming to the market. So there's not too much of an impact from that.
Okay. And I wanted to understand, see, if you look at the quarterly run rate, this is the highest quarterly turnover you have done since June 2022. And the margins also are to be on the higher side. Can you give a fair guidance as to what you think group margins that are going to be in the next 6 to 10 quarters?
I don't think so we can share those kind of forecasts.
Okay. Okay. One last question with regards to Ziggly. You observed that.
Generally, you know, this depends on two factors, as you will appreciate, the top line or the volume of the company and the margins. So top line, as we said at the beginning of the call, is going to increase because we added close to 45% capacity in the quarter one, and it started operations from the 1st of June. So in the coming quarters, we expect this volume to further increase, which will add to the top line. With respect to the margins, as we expect broadly, Pankaj also mentioned during the call, a little favorable scenario for the FY26 in terms of the demand supply of the BOPP industry in India. And that should also broadly prevail over the next year also. So to summarize, on the margin front also, the industry demand supply scenario looks fairly balanced. And the top line is going to increase, which should add to the bottom line.
Okay. One last question with regards to the recent name that has appeared on the shareholder. It's also there on your presentation. It was a family member of the promoter who saw the names, etc. But is that any material thing or it's just an investment?
Well, no comment on this. This is more a question for the investor.
Okay. Thank you so much, best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Madan from Mainstream. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to know, in your presentation, you haven't given any breakup of your overall export sales and domestic sales. So what's the percentage between these two in terms of revenue?
So this was 55% of the domestic sale and the 45% export sales.
45% is export. And out of 45%, how much would be to USA?
The U.S. Closed, last year we did close to 250 crore rupee or so, annualized.
Okay. So that would be around, overall 10% is to U.S. for you.
Well, I would say less than 10% because, you know, if we take the current run rate, it should be close to 4,000 crore rupee annualized. So on that 250 crore rupee, so little less than 10%.
Okay. I believe your most of sales happens on long-term contraction basis, which is tagged to the crude pricing, right? To in B2B segment, especially. Is my understanding correct?
It's a mixed bag, actually. So, largely on the specialty side, particularly, the sale happen on a contractual basis more. But, you know, it depends on the product category also, like the thermal lamination, where we are the market leader globally. The sale is always through the distribution channel. So it depends on the product also, many other aspects also, but it's a big mixed bag in terms of the sales.
But if you overall can give some, throw some number, what percentage is through long-term contractual basis and what percentage is through the distribution channel? Overall, BOPP
is right, difficult to quantify at this moment, but what all we can say is largely you can see our sales in three buckets, specialty, semi-specialty, and commodity. So for specialty, as you might have seen, historically also last few years, we are able to pass the increase in the prices of the raw material or the increase in the cost, so margins are largely protected. Semi-specialty products always have an edge or the delta over the pricing on the commodity. So the pricing runs always on the additional pricing basis on the semi-specialty. Commodity is something which is largely a function of demand and supply of the industry.
So in that case, then you must be gaining substantially last 2-3 months after this incident, because prices went up by 50-60% for a couple of weeks. Then could you get that gain, or it's just a myth?
It will always happen on the commodity part of the business. Answer is yes. On the specialty, answer will not be.
So then what will be the percentage between these two in terms of your sales, 50-50, commodity and specialty?
So as we said on our presentation, in the quarter one, without taking the new BOPP line volume, 68% we did from the specialty and semi-specialty products, and remaining was from the commodity part of business.
Yes, so 32% basically you could have gained or something. So overall now, because of this event, any kind of benefits to industry is not expected. That is neutralized now after even such a big capacity is gone out of the industry.
Well, I mean, so temporarily, at least for the 18-20 months to 2 years period, it created a cushion in the industry in terms of the favorable demand supply scenario. So yes, impact will always be on the entire industry.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as that was the last question for today's conference, I would now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. And to summarize, I think for film business, the company's focus will be on taking full leverage of the new investments, grow specialty film sales, and further push down the cost. The company's specialty sales has increased by 10% in FY25, and a similar trend we expect in the coming years as well, which further strengthen the business model. Among the new business vertical, specialty chemical is already making decent profit and is growing. Growth and profitability will be the key focus for the other business verticals in the coming quarters, including Cosmo Consumer, which include window films business, paint protection film business, and ceramic coatings, and the Cosmo Rigid packaging business under the brand name Pastex. While Zigli may take some time to become profitable, however, should be a significant value creator. With this, I would like to repeat the statutory declaration. Certain statements in this con-call may be forward-looking statements. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to uncertainty and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. With this, we thank you all for joining the call.
Thank you. On behalf of Cosmo First Limited, that concludes Limited. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.